Foods, Monarch Realty, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Mutual Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Simmons Bank, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Bank and Trust, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet. Now let's take you straight into the game with our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Thank you and good afternoon, and it's welcome to Willow Springs Bear Basketball. This will be the opener for 2025, as it's the 11th of January, but the Road Warrior Bears are back on the road to take on the Hollister Tigers, and we're in Hollister in the gymnasium this afternoon. Marty and I are not as much winter weather is as at least it's not as obvious over here. And the two teams decided they could make it in this afternoon, so we're playing a Saturday afternoon game that was scheduled for last night. So it's a makeup of sorts, and the Bears, I think, are probably anxious to just get back to the hardwood, Marty. It's been 2 weeks since they've been on the hardwood in competition, anyway.
2 weeks from the day, back to the Blue and Gold tournament and that game against Crane that was their final game in the Blue and Gold. So a two-week layoff, and I know talking to Coach Forrest, he said after, 14 straight days of practice, at this point in the season, midway through the season, you just need games. And fortunately, the Bears were able to work that out. Hollister's athletic director is former Bears head coach Mike Wilson. A good connection there that Coach Forrest and Coach Robert James, our athletic director, able to work with Coach Wilson to get this game worked out this afternoon. Roads were in good shape coming over here. And, of course, Willow's secondary roads still a problem, but JV was loaded down there. So I think they all got in to catch the bus to come to Hollister this afternoon. And really, I think both teams glad to get a game in. And this point in the season, you also have to look ahead where Bears lost that licking game earlier this week, and you start having to reschedule a bunch of games.
They didn't lose it. They just got it.
Right. It's just postponed. Right. Rescheduled. Yeah. So you get to the point where you want to get the games in when you can and avoid having to reschedule a bunch of games in January and February.
Hollister is of the Mid-Lake Conference. Looks like that's an 8-team conference, and we have not played them a lot as far as head-to-head competition and a normal schedule is concerned. And it is a long way over here, but hopefully the Bears can make it worth their time this afternoon and come in here and get back on the winning track.
Bears had to come here a couple of years ago for district. Hollister was the district host 2 years ago when they had a really good team. They finished that season 2 years ago 22-5, but graduated a lot of people from that team 2 years ago. Last year they were 4-22, so a rough year for Hollister last year. Yeah. This year they're on pace to do better than that, but still struggling 3-9 on the season for Hollister. One common opponent between the Bears and the Tigers, and that is Monette. Bears, they've handled Monette pretty easily in the Mansfield tournament, and Hollister lost to Monette 75-52 was the final. So otherwise, no common opponents between these two teams, but Hollister having a tough time of it, 3-9 on the season, and the Bears, even on the road, would be favored in this, although kind of a rough Blue and Gold tournament. The Bears, they come in at 6-5, but 1-2 in that Blue and Gold, and of course lost the opening game to Aurora, bounced back with a nice win over Buffalo, but a frustrating end to the Blue and Gold with that loss to Crane, and of course missing Jace Rogers, and I know the Bears were just kind of dealing with illness throughout the Blue and Gold.
And that seems to be a factor. Every time we get in the Blue and Gold, Coach Wilson, I know, has teams, or one team in particular, that was stricken by the illness, and it happened again to Coach Forrest this year. So I think all the Bears look healthy, though, now. Hopefully they are, and Jace Rogers is back out there.
Hopefully you learn from some experience in that Blue and Gold and get ready to start. You've got a little bit of a non-conference time here before we start SCA play. In fact, the Bears' next game will be Friday night and that will be the first home game that they've had all season, weather permitting, next Friday night against the Houston Tigers. I think the weather forecast looks pretty good, so we should be able to play that on Friday night, but that'll be the Bears' first game at Mumford Gym all season, which is just crazy.
I guess you haven't heard anything about a possible makeup for that licking contest.
Have not yet. No, the Bears will try to make that game up against licking at some point this season, but no date has been announced for the licking game. So we'll have today, and then Bears basically get another week off before playing Houston next Friday at home.
Okay. Lady Bears been in action since the break? I guess they have not either, right?
No, it's been pretty quiet on the basketball front. Ladies had a couple of games that had to be rescheduled as well, so we're just in that point of the season where you have to be a little bit flexible. JV had a nice win. Like we said, most of the JV, Coach Lee had a full bench for his JV action today, and they all saw playing
every
single kid got in the lineup today, and the JV won it. 58-40 was the final, and it really wasn't that close.
Yeah, they had a 30-point lead for most of the second half. But anyway, that's what good.
A&W Foods in downtown Pueblo Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Pueblo Springs.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at Ozark Horse Trader.
First paycheck to your first home. Starting your own business or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And now the play of this afternoon's contest between the Hollister Tigers and the Willow Springs Bears. Here's Marty Spence.
For the Bears, it's the traditional starting five. They will start number zero, senior Jace Rogers. Number one is 5'9", junior Colby James. Number two, 5'10", freshman Caden Lee. Number three, 5'10", sophomore Brady James. And for 42, for junior James Dean, the Bears are coached by Dustin Forrest, coming with a record of 6-5, wearing their road maroon with the white trim. For the Hollister Tigers, their home white with the blue trim, they will start number three, junior Aaron Dang, D-A-N-G. Number 10 is sophomore Owen Hauser. Number 21, sophomore Caleb Donathan. Number 23 is sophomore Riley Wallace. And number 41 is junior Tyler Carpenter. The Hollister Tigers, coached by Justin Pock, and they come in with a record of 3-9 on the season. Donathan will jump against Colby James for the Bears. There's the whistle. There's the tip, controlled by Willow, and we're underway. Colby will bring it into the front court. Bears trying to get back into the win column. Playing their first game of 2025. Colby James on the right wing. Hollister starting in a zone defense. Colby on the right side. Pullback three from the volleyball line. Drains it. Long three by Colby James. The Bears off to a 3-0 lead. Hollister into the front court with Dang. Aaron Dang to the right side for Wallace. Wallace throws it in traffic. It's tipped by Dean. Ahead to Colby to the basket. Puts it up. Doesn't get it. Gets his own rebound. Fires it out, but not before he steps on the line out of bounds on the baseline. And it'll be Hollister ball. They're going to test the varsity here in the first quarter. Donathan gets it across midcourt for the Tigers, hands it to Hauser. Hauser tests out the right side. He'll backpedal, give it to the right block for Carpenter. Carpenter to the basket, put it up, missed it. Rebound tipped by Lee out of bounds off of Carpenter, and it will go to the Bears. 1 minute in, Bears a 3-0 lead. Colby James walks to the midcourt. Lee will shadow him. Into the right side for Rogers. Back up top to Colby. Left side for Lee. Holds it above his head. Back to Colby. Right side, same spot. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Dean had it. He's tied up. Jump ball called. And possession arrow will go to Hollister.
Kind of a slow start to the game. A
bit sluggish for both teams. Colby James' three-pointers are only scoring here in the first 90 seconds. Dang. Takes the inbound in the backcourt. Lee sticking with him. Dang. The jab step to the right side. Now finds the paint to the right block to the basket. Lays it up and in. And Hollister's on the board. 3-2 Willow.
He looks like a pretty good guard, doesn't he? Good ball handler.
Colby into the front court. 3-2 zone by Hollister. They've done their homework.
Yeah.
Caden Lee on the right side. Back up to Rogers and the Bears. Again, with that zone, they seem to be tentative.
Yep.
Lee on the right side. Looks back in for Rogers, but nobody there. Throws it into traffic. James Dean catches it. Free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound tips back to Rogers. Puts it up from the block. Won't go. Whistles blow underneath. And a foul going to be called on Hollister. And it will be a shooting foul that will send Caden Lee to the line for the Bears.
Foul is on Wallace, his first, and that's our first team foul of the game.
Lee's free throw is no good. Just not finding a lot of success shooting the ball here in the early going. Lee's second free throw is good. Makes one of two. It's 4-2 Bears, 5:45 to go first quarter from Hollister. Colby James with the steal at midcourt. Colby to the basket, lays it up and in. Took it away from Hauser. Now Hauser inbounds to Dang. I think that's who they want running front. Aaron Dang brings it across midcourt. Dang to the right side for Wallace. Wallace has passed over the head of his intended target out of bounds, and it'll be bare ball on the Hollister turnover.
That's the third turnover for Hollister, and looks like that might be one of their weak spots.
Seen the Bears try to put on a little pressure, ball pressure early, and obviously, Coach Forrest has done his homework as well.
That 3-2 zone, Seymour had so much luck with that, so much success with it.
Brady James, long three right side, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound by the Tigers as Hauser brings it across midcourt. Hauser, the sophomore, at the volleyball line, brings it left side for Dang. Dang bounces it to Carpenter. Carpenter in the paint, tries to go around Dean. Draws the foul on the floor, and the Tigers will take it out of bounds.
That's the one advantage that looks like in the early going that Hollister has is inside. The big guy, Carpenter, is a big body.
He's got an inch or two on Dean, and he's big, too.
Yeah.
Tigers get the inbound, get it into the paint. Little floater won't go. Dean with the rebound ahead to Colby. Colby travels. It took a little extra step before he could put the ball on the floor, and the Bears turn it back over. Tigers will put in their first substitution. Aiden Burton comes into the game, senior for the Tigers. Dang, draws the trap, throws it left side for Donathan. Donathan, cross court to Hauser. Three ball is good. Hauser for three. Hollister pulls to within one. Nearing the halfway point of quarter number one. Dolby James to the right side for the Bears. Dolby puts it on the floor, swings it over to Rogers. Jace holds it above his head. Back to Colby at midcourt. In the 3-2 zone, Bears keeping the ball way outside from the basket. Dean in the corner. Up top to Lee. Brady James open for three, doesn't pull the trigger, and nearly throws it away. Colby tried to save it at midcourt, and he throws it out of bounds. Turnover on the Bears. I think Colby thought it was going to be backcourt, but I don't know that it was. I think Hollister tipped it. But regardless, turnover on the Bears, and Hollister's got a chance to take the lead here midway through the first quarter. Dang. Bears in a man defense. Dang, at the free throw line. Tips it back to Burton. Left side for Hauser. Hauser drives in the paint. Tips it out. Dang, right side for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound is tipped, and Colby's got it. Colby ahead to Jace. Left block to the basket. Layup is good. Good ball movement by the Bears, and a timeout coming by Hollister. 32nd time away. We'll be back in 30. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Give now local first is a local red.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
3:24 left to go, first quarter, and the Bears have an 8-5 lead over the Hollister Tigers. It's been kind of a slow-moving ball game, or it seems that way so far, but Hollister has the ball, trailing by three.
Full-court press by the Bears, wanting to turn Hollister over, but Dang gets it across midcourt. Dang up top. Bears stand a man defense. Dang gets around his defender, throws it left block. Juggled the pass, get it back to Carpenter in the paint. Swings it back to Dang in the corner. And Hollister will reset. Dang crosses it over. Gives it up top to Donathan. Donathan, little shovel pass inside to Burton. Shot up from the block is up and good. Bruton, my apologies on that. B-R-U-T-O-N, Bruton with the basket. 1-point lead for the Bears, 2:48 to go, first quarter. And the 3-2 zone for Hollister works again. Here's a turnover. Carpenter with the pick. Ahead to Hauser. Layup is good. And Hollister has a lead. 9-8, 2:30 to go, first quarter. Colby, free throw line jumper is good. Rims in. And Willow back in front, 10-9. Bears wanting to speed this up. And Hollister has really played their style of game here in the first quarter. Carpenter on the right side. Back to Hauser. Hauser has it poked from behind, out of bounds. It'll be bare ball. And another turnover on Hollister. Bears with a 1-point lead, 2:12 to go first quarter. Hollister will set up in that 3-2 zone. Hauser plays that point on that and plays it way out. It's almost a midcourt trap. Colby, open three, right side, rims out, and all white jerseys there for the rebound. Tigers. They'll hand it to Dang, who gets it across midcourt. Carpenter on the left side. Motions guys around. He's at the elbow, has it tipped, but gets it back. Now Dang, top of the key. Lee comes out to guard him. He'll bounce it to Donathan. Donathan picks up his dribble and travels. And the Tigers turn it over with 1:36 to go in the first quarter. Willow leading by one.
Narrowest of margins. It's that zone defense that's bothering Bears offense.
Gives Will an opportunity to try to figure it out here. Cross-court pass to Rogers. Open three in the corner is blocked. Great job by Donovan to come block it. And then on the block, he was picked up by Carpenter, and he steps on the baseline. So Hollister turns it over. Bears catch a break. Hollister's played with a lot of fire here in the first quarter. A little more intensity. And now the Bears turn it over. Carpenter picks it. Caden Lee tips it the other way, and the Bears take it back. Back-to-back turnovers. Bears with the ball. Rogers in the corner. Bounce it to Lee. Left block. Jumper is in and out. Gets his own rebound. Lee swings it back to Colby for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped by Donovan. And saved by Hollister. Hollister with 50 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Donovan with his back to the basket. He'll hand it to Hauser. Hauser pull-up jumper from the block. Won't go. Rebound underneath. Put it up. No, but a foul coming on the Bears. We'll send Hollister to the free throw line with 42 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Chase Rogers picks up the foul, his first.
Bruton at the line. Free throw is good. Bradley Wallace back in for Hollister. Also, Henry Mendoza. And Peyton Donahue. Hollister flexing their bench a little bit so far. Willow, well, Brady Altermat into the game. That's been their only substitution. Second free throw is no good. Gets his own rebound and misses the wide-open layup. Missed opportunity for the Tigers. Tie game. Bears on the other end. Colby swings it back to Lee for three. Got it. Caden Lee from beyond the arc. Bears by three. 30 seconds to go first quarter. Hollister across midcourt. Get it to Mendoza on the right side. He'll go baseline. Mendoza nearly lost it on the baseline. Gets it back. Swings it up top for Donahue. Donahue to Wallace on the baseline. He does lose it out of bounds. And another turnover on the Tigers.
More turnovers than points here in the first quarter.
Like the Bears are going to get their opportunities here, but so far really haven't capitalized like they should have. 9 seconds. Colby at midcourt takes the screen. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line. Rims out with 4 seconds, with two, with one. Ball is tipped, and that's the end of the first quarter for Hollister. Bears in the first period with a 13-10 lead. We'll come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Here we are at Hollister, Missouri, and that's, of course, just outside of Branson. One quarter in the book, and the Willow Springs Bears playing their first game of 2025, lead at 13-10 over Hollister, and the Bears have the ball.
A ragged first quarter, lots of turnovers from both teams. Bears with the ball trying to extend their three-point lead. Blaine Altermat in the game now for the Bears. Colby James to Lee. Lee jab step in, flips it back to Blaine Altermat. Bears working around the arc. Now Colby drives, draws the defense, and finds Rogers wide open on the block.
That's how you beat that.
That is exactly the game plan for beating the zone.
That's the recipe right there.
5-point lead for the Bears. Tigers with the ball. Carpenter, top of the key. Back to Hauser. Drives in traffic, throws one up. It won't go. Rogers with the rebound. Jace, full steam ahead across midcourt. Rogers to the corner. Lifts it back up top to Colby. Colby, Lane Altramat in the corner. The Bears again work it around the arc. They'll lob it into the corner. Rogers open three from the right side, in and out. Rebound Carpenter and the Tigers. Hauser pushes it across midcourt. Into the corner. Three ball by Wallace is no good. Rebound Rogers underneath. Jace to Colby, left side, open three, in and out. Rebound Altramat. Blaine Altramat clears the rebound. He'll give it to his brother inside. Brady puts it up. Won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Hollister, and it will stay with the Bears. Willow's taking some good shots. They're just not going.
Yeah, just not falling.
Some of that may be from a two-week layoff of ball games. It's looking a little cold here in the first half.
Unfamiliar gym, too. This is not a gym they played in much.
Three, wave it off. It's a offensive foul on Blaine Altramat, trying to clear a path for Jace's shot. Brady Jackson Lee will take a break. 6:29 to go, first half here in Hollister, a makeup game from last night. Bears leading 15-10. Hauser into the front court. He'll drive to the right side. Gets to the free throw line. Spins it left side for Mendoza. Into the corner for Bruton. Lays it up. Won't go. Rebound underneath. Put it up and in by Caleb Donison. Gets the offensive putback and makes it a one-possession game. Dolby across midcourt. Dolby on the right side. Back to Blaine Altramat. Into the corner for Brady James. Bears need to swing it around the arc. Now Colby's going to go baseline, put it up and in. Tough off-balance shot on the baseline, but he got it to go. And Willow back in front by five. Hauser across midcourt. Hauser at the logo to the left side for Mendoza. Gets it right back. Hauser and Coach Pock will call a timeout for the Hollister Tigers. 30 seconds. Time away. We'll be back in 30. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It's where to go.
Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
5:25 left to go in the second quarter. Bears up 17-12. Low scoring game. Marty, this contrasts dramatically with the opener of the Blue and Gold tournament where it was 88-80.
That was a track meet. Yeah. This is a little more slower pace. Bears not hitting a lot of shots or they would be up by more. Hollister's got the ball, but they turn it over in the paint. As Bruton couldn't hold on to it, Bears take it away again. Brody Thompson into the game as Coach Forth using his bench a little bit. Here's Colby for three. It's short, and the rebound comes right to Mendoza. Back come the Tigers. Bears not making shots. Hollister turning the ball over. That's kind of been the story. As now Carpenter has it on the left block, puts it up and in, and the Tigers back to within three, 17-14 Willa. That's just the storyline. Hollister can't hold on to the ball. Dolby James at midcourt for the Bears. 4:40 to go here in the first half.
Bears have to exercise patience against this zone, too, and that's hard for them to do.
Dolby bounces it to Jace. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Flashes home. Love to see Jace taking that shot. That's a high percentage shot for him. And the Bears back in front by five. Mendoza on the other end picks up his dribble. Tipped away by Brady James, but he's able to get it back. Hands it to Wallace. Wallace bounces it inside to Carpenter, and there's going to be a reach-in foul on Thompson. That'll be on the floor, and Hollister will take it out of bounds. James Dean backed out there for the Bears. Hollister inbound. Having trouble finding anybody. Carpenter pull up jumper on the rebound. No good, but a rebound underneath and the putback by Bruton. And Hollister back to within three.
His offensive board work. They just blocked the Bears out.
Blaine Alterman. This is James Dean in the corner. Back out to Colby James. Alterman. To Colby up top. Sends it to Jace. Turnaround jumper in the paint. It is no good. The rebound tips out of bounds off Hollister. And it will stay with the Bears. Frustrating first half for the Bears. You've got a three-point lead, but just feel like it should be a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Rogers to James. Free throw line jumper. No good. Rims out. And Hollister's got another rebound. Lose it in the backcourt. Bruton back to get it. Wallace across midcourt. Wallace to Hauser. Hauser, nice pass inside to Carpenter. Put it up. Nobody fouled. And Tyler Carpenter will go back to the line shooting free throws for the Tigers.
Second personal foul on James Dean.
JV won our first contest today. 58-40 was the final. Carpenter's got a couple here. First one is good. Caden Lee back into the game, as is Brady Altermat. Dean and Blaine Altermat come out for the Bears. Thompson's been out there. McGinnis, the only one that hasn't been in. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tipped to the Bears. Get it ahead to Lee. Lee. Back to up to Colby at midcourt. 3:19 to go first half. Bears leading by two. Lee. The right sideline. Colby. To Lee. Looking inside, and the Bears. To Rogers. Contested jumper from the free throw line. Got the shooter's roll on that one. And the Bears go up by four. Dang across midcourt. Under 3 minutes to go in the half. Inside pass. Carpenter count it and one. Brady Altermat too late for the action and gave the shove for the foul on a three-point play. Possibility coming here for Carpenter. Did not put the points on the board yet. There they do. 21-19 and Carpenter a chance to make it a one-point game. Free throw is good. 21-20, Bears by one. They have not trailed this half. 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Brady Altermat, top to Lee. In the corner, Brady James bounces it inside to Brady Altermat, who gets fouled on the floor, and the Bears will take it out of bounds. That's Hollister's first foul of the quarter.
Yeah, and Hollister's got down on their turnovers, too. They've turned the ball over but a couple of times here in the second quarter.
Here's will inbound from the baseline. Lee is over his options. He'll bounce it to Colby in the paint. Floater is good. And the Bears back up by three. Dang. Quickly ahead to Hauser on the right side. Back to Dang, top of the key. Fakes it inside. Back to Hauser. Right side for three. No good. Rogers there for the rebound. Jace pushes it across midcourt. Rogers spins. Gets it to Brady Altermat in the paint. Little hook shot won't go. Dang's there for the rebound. Wants to go quickly. Dang all the way to the block to the basket. And a charge called on Dang as Brady James took the charge. And the Bears will take the ball back with 2 minutes. To play in the half.
Whenever there's a charge call against the opposition, who's the guy who draws it? It's always Brady James.
Got a knack for that.
He does.
Colby to the right side swings it back to Lee at midcourt. Caden picks up his dribble, throws it into traffic, and it's taken away by Hollister.
It's just a bad pass.
Dang. To Hauser. Hauser holds it above his head into the corner for Dang. He'll dribble all the way to the top of the key. Pass tip, stolen by Lee. Lee with a three-on-two. He'll take it himself, puts it off the glass. No good. Rebound underneath for Hollister. Ahead to Hauser. Hauser, the forehead of steam, throws one up, and it goes down. Out-of-control shot, but he got it to go. And it's a one-point game with 1:15 to go in the half. Frustrating first half for Coach Forrest and the Bears. Leading by one. 1 minute to play in the half. Rogers at the free throw line. He's being fouled. Gets away from it. Puts it off the glass and in. No whistle, but Rogers gets the basket. And the Bears back in front by three. Hauser, three ball right side. Got it. And whistles blow. I've not seen any kind of signal yet. It's a timeout. Or is it a timeout? Not sure what the stoppage of play is for. There is no timeout. There's something, the volleyball hole there at half court had come up. And so they're fixing that. They fixed that. Bears have the ball. No timeout. 48 seconds to go in the half. Tie game, 25 apiece. Hollister wants to take a lead into halftime if they can get a stop here. Colby at the logo. Right side for Blaine Altermat. Blaine to Lee on the left side. Bounces it up top to Colby with 25. Bears could play for the last shot here with that zone defense on. Go back to the drawing board in the locker room and try to figure out a way to get some more shots to fall.
Tough to watch.
Colby trapped at midcourt. Gets to Lee with 10 seconds. Colby with 8. Colby in the paint. Shot up. No good from the block. Rebound Carpenter for the Tigers with 2. With 1, Jonathan with the half quarter. It's no good. And we go to half here at Hollister. 25 apiece. We'll come back and talk about it in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
So, you're looking to customize your vehicle. Start at Frigga Tire with custom wheels and add a set of new tires to complete the look. The professionals at Frigga Tire are ready to serve you and help you create the customizable look you've been wanting. Frigga Tire is located to the right, just off the Business 60 exit in Willow Springs. Stop by and see how they'll get you started in creating your dream look. Frigga Tire is a proud supporter of the Willow Springs Bears. So, you're looking to customize your vehicle.
If you have
Start 10.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
opening the 25 version of the team with a slightly delayed game against the Hollister Tigers. It was scheduled for last night, but the Bears are playing in a makeup this afternoon at Hollister, and it's all knotted at 25 apiece at halftime as the Bears have been taken out of their run-and-shoot game that they like. And I think we're going to see a pattern of this in the second half of the season as 3-2 zone put on by Hollister has kind of frustrated the Bears offensively. They have not made their shooting percentage got to be very low. I don't keep that, but they have missed a lot of shots here in the first half. Here's the way the scoring went for the Hollister Tigers. They are led in scoring by Hauser with 10. He's hit a couple of big trays. And then Carpenter has 6, and all of those were in the second quarter. He's the big guy inside, and he's kind of exerted his influence there in the second half with 6 points. Burt Bruton off the bench has 5, 2 points for Donathan and 2 points for Dang, and that's the scoring for the Hollister Tigers. Hollister is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line, and the rebounds, they've had 12. For the Bears on their side of the ledger, they're led by Jace Rogers. Welcome back, Jace. He's got 10 points. And Kobe James has 11. So, you know, the Bears have 25, so there's not much left. And those 4 points are going to freshman Caden Lee. And the Bears have been to the free throw line only 2 times. They're 1 out of 2. Bears have only 8 rebounds compared to 12. For Tigers. For Hollister, they have turned the ball over 9 times. The Bears have turned it over 5. And that's where we are, halftime, with the Bears and Hollister tied 25-all.
Halftime and kind of an ugly first half. And as I was going to get a water at halftime, ran into Coach Wilson, who is the athletic director here at Hollister, and he said, well, we can make it ugly. And I think that's what Hollister has kind of tried to do here. Is they're 3-9 on the season, and the Bears, I think, they're the more talented team as far as skill position guys, but Hollister's done a good job of making Willow play the way they want them to and slowed it down in that zone. Again, I know we oversell that probably, but that has just been the kryptonite for the Bears here this season.
And I think also the Bears were having some quite a bit of success forcing turnovers early in the game, and they got away from that in the second quarter. And I think they can put more pressure on the ball, and I think that would help the Bears if they would resume that close contact with the ball handler, which they had early in the game, but kind of got away from it in the second quarter.
Bears playing their first game in 2 weeks, and may see a little rustiness here coming off of a slow day yesterday and a couple weeks without basketball. But tie game, 25-all in the first half. Bears will be here. They'll be at home on Friday. I get so used to us being on the road every week.
Road Warriors. Yeah.
That will be the next scheduled game for Bear basketball Friday night. The Bears will welcome the Houston Tigers. Basketball game this season. So it's been a long time since the Bears have been at Mumford Gym for a home game. Lady Bears on the year, they're having a really solid season, 9-3 on the season. They ended up winning the consolation side of the Mountain Grove tournament over Christmas. They had their game with Houston rescheduled. Their next action is Monday. They're at Liberty. That's a big game for the Lady Bears, big conference game. So good amount of view on Monday night and support the Lady Bears. And then it's Thursday, they'll be at Fair. So tough SCA week for Coach Cox and the Lady Bears next week. But 9-3 record, and Lady Bears, I'm sure, would appreciate your support as they hit the road next week. And the Bears, again, will be at home Friday night to host the Houston Tigers. Another on a Saturday afternoon, and we'll come back for the start of the third quarter in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark, exquisite business stationery that speaks class, envelopes that make a statement, invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart, and top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader, your vision on print. In West Plains and at Ozark Horse Trader.
Like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Five apiece. Wow. Hollister will have the ball to start the second half. We'll see what happens. All starters back out there. Dang runs into a trap and lots of ball pressure. He pushes off on Brady James. That's the second charging call that Brady's got to go his way today, and that was a pretty clear push off from Dan. He trapped the ball, and we talked about that at halftime, about putting more pressure on the ball. The Bears, we felt like they needed to.
Phase off with a turnover. The Bears will try to regain the lead here. They have not trailed in this game. The Hollister came back to tie it up right before halftime.
I think five has been the biggest margin, too.
Bears get it inside. Jace Rogers, turnaround jumper in the paint, rattles home. And the Bears back in front, 27-25.
Found a little something there, haven't they?
Dang, into the front court. Bounced it right side for Hauser. Get it back. Dang for three. It is off the mark. Rebound Hollister, though, on the right block. Put it up. Missed it. Rebound Carpenter. Put it up. Missed it. Rebound tipped out of bounds off James Dean. And it will stay with the Tigers.
Two offensive boards that time by Hollister. Still, they couldn't get the point.
Tigers will inbound underneath their own basket. They'll get it to Hauser in the corner. Flips it right back to Donathan on the block. Donathan over Rogers. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Puts it up. Count it and one. And the Tigers will have a chance to get their first lead of the afternoon.
And that is three offensive boards on this possession. The Bears unable to get anything to go with third foul, too, on James Dean. He'll have to take a seat.
And Coach Forrest is going to go ahead and call a timeout.
Why not?
7 minutes. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to...
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Well, quarter still tied, but Donovan for Hollister at the free throw line to try to give Hollister their first lead in the ballgame.
Free throw.
7 minutes to go, third quarter. Coach Porras, some passion after that last timeout. He was not happy with the Bears' effort in the first minute of the third quarter. Caden Lee, open three, is off the mark. Rebound tipped, and Hollister's got it. Hollister completely controlling the rebound here in quarter number three. Hauser across midcourt. Colby swipes at it, doesn't get it. Hauser maintains the dribble at the logo. He'll throw it inside to Carpenter. Carpenter working on Brady Altermat, loses the handle on it, gets it back on the baseline, throws it to Hauser, and he's fouled by Colby James. It'll be on the floor, and the Tigers will take it out of bounds. Just a ragged game for the Bears. Only 27 points, and we're well into the third quarter. Tigers to Hauser for the open three, and he buries it. And Hollister opens up a four-point lead here in the third quarter. Colby across midcourt. Bears searching for offense. 3-2 zone. Hollister has not moved out of it, nor will they.
Why would they?
And very successful. Bears rotated around the arc. Colby's going to drive. Off-balance jumper right side. Rims out. Carpenter's there for the rebound. Dang across midcourt. To the free throw line. Tips it out to Hauser. Wants another three. You bet. Hauser has caught fire. And just like that, Hollister leads by seven. The Bears have completely gone ice cold here on offense. Rogers, three-pointer is short. Brady Altermat with the rebound. Throws it into traffic. Gets it back. Draws the foul on the floor. And the Bears will take it out of bounds on the baseline. Trailing by seven. Hollister started the third quarter on a 9-2 run. Bears will inbound underneath their own basket. Gets to Brady James in the corner, up top to Colby. Colby will crank a long three, and he buries it. He was open. Colby gets a big three and gets the Bears maybe back to life here. Hauser, right side. Throws it inside. Carpenter lays it up and in. Great ball movement by the Tigers.
Just have to say this. The Bears have to play defense.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh.
36-30. Hollister with the lead. In the corner, Lee. Pump fake. Doesn't take it. He'll dribble up top. Now Rogers at the logo to Colby on the left side. Colby takes it to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper is no good. Altermat had the rebound, but it's tipped away. Nice. And taken by Hollister. Donovan took it away. Wallace into the front court. Wallace, left side for Hauser. Inside to Carpenter, left block. Puts it up, missed it a little short. Rogers there for the rebound. Jace with a full head of steam. Tipping out to Brady James in the corner for a three. It's an air ball into the hands of Carpenter. Clears it ahead to Hauser. Hauser stops at the block. Now tips it out. Free throw line jumper rattles in. For Donovan, and the lead is eight for Hollister, and the Bears will take another timeout. 4:15 to go, third quarter. Take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Want to make a lasting impression with you?
Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Mental toughness.
4:15 left to go in the third quarter. It's all Hollister in the third quarter. I'm telling you, they came out ready to play, and the Bears did not. 11-5 has been the advantage for Hollister as they lead 38-30 over the Bears.
Hollister 3-9 on the season. Monette beat the team by 20 points.
The Bears beat Monette by 20.
Put turbo clock on Monette. But that is not the Bears team we've seen this afternoon. Willow gets it to Brady James in the corner. Brady draws the defense. Back up to his brother, Colby. At the free throw line, sends it into the corner for Rogers. Halfway through the third quarter, Bears trailing by 8. Brady James off balance, jumper in the paint, won't go. Brady Altomat with the rebound, put it up, no. Rebound underneath is tipped out of bounds off of Lee, and it will go to Hollister. Bears just unable to generate any kind of offense.
Well, sometimes you have to play good defense to generate good offense, and they haven't played good defense either.
Dang, throws it into traffic. It's tipped. Lee ahead to Rogers. There's a steal and a putback, and the Bears need more of that.
Who made the basket?
Rogers. 38-32. Hollister by 6. Dang into the front court. Pass tipped again, but Hauser has it on the right side. He'll throw it underneath. He'll catch and release. Won't go. Rebound is tipped into the backcourt, and Hollister runs it down. They just wanted it more. Hauser puts up a runner in the paint. Won't go, but he's fouled. And Hauser will go to the line shooting 2 for the Tigers. 3:13 to go, third quarter. Bears led throughout the first half. Hollister with a good run at the end of the second quarter to tie it up, and then they've dominated the third quarter. Hauser's free throw is good. Hayden Bruton checks in for Hollister, replacing Wallace. Hauser, leading scorer and had a hot hand from beyond the arc, makes his second free throw, and it's back to an 8-point lead for the Tigers, 40-32. 3:10 left to go in the third. Colby on the right side. Backpedals towards the logo. Throws it left side, and Brady can't handle the pass. Stumbled a little bit. It goes out of bounds. Turnover on the Bears.
Wow. Bears could go down by double digits unless they play some defense here.
Dang. At midcourt. To Hauser on the right side. Hauser trapped. Puts it on the floor. Gets it to Dang up top. Throws it to Carpenter on the left block. Backs it out to Hauser. Another open three. He's got it again. Hauser has been unconscious from beyond the arc, and it's an 11-point lead for Hollister. Bears are digging themselves a hole.
Bears have not been a second-half team all year, and today has been no exception.
Colby up top to Rogers. Rogers draws the foul. Bears will take it out of bounds. Lee drains the three, but it won't matter. Bears need to try going. Rogers will inbound into the corner. Brady James does not take the three. Instead, give it to Colby, who draws the foul going up for the shot on the baseline. And Colby will go to the line shooting 2 for Willow. Third foul on Dang. That's significant. He really is the ball handler for this team. Colby's got a couple of free throws. First one is no good. I mean, Bears just can't make anything today. 32 points. And we're 2 minutes away from ending the third quarter.
And the Bears are down by 11.
Colby's second free throw is good. Make it an even 10-point deficit for the Bears. The Bears are going to have to press. Be a half-court variety.
Wasn't much of a press.
No, and now they just flip back into a man defense. Donathan up top, working on Rogers. Big jump stop, tipped by Brady James to Altomat, and the Bears get a turnover. Z across midcourt, Caden stops on the block, kicks it back to Colby. Running three is in and out. No good. Carpenter with the rebound. He'll hand it back to Hauser. Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hauser has Brady James on him, and Brady gets whistled for the foul. Fourth team foul on the Bears. Everybody shooting for the last minute 44 here in the third quarter.
Donathan will trigger the inbound. Mendoza throws it away. Not sure where he was going with that, but there was nobody there to get it. And the Bears, again, get the ball back. They're going to have opportunities here, but can they capitalize on them? Colby across midcourt. To Brady at the logo. Brady's pass tipped. Rogers has it, though, in the paint. Chase to the basket, lays it up and in. I'd like to see more of that. Rogers around the rim. Get Jace inside. Full court press by the Bears. Hauser at midcourt. He's got a two-on-one, takes it himself, lays it up and in. Back to a 10-point lead for the Tigers with 1:10 left to go in the third. Colby to the rim, lays it up and in. That's what the Bears need to be doing, attacking the rim. They're back to within eight. Hauser, Brady James on him.
Got to stop sometimes.
Hauser loses possession. It's tipped, though, by Brady. Says it went off Hauser's knee, but the official didn't agree. Brody Thompson's going to come in for Brady James. 58 seconds to go, third quarter. Hollister with the ball and an 8-point lead. Dang will come back in with his three fouls. Bears need a stop and maybe another basket here before the fourth quarter to make Bear Nation feel a little bit better heading into the final frame.
Hauser has 23 points in the ballgame.
Dang into the front court. Draws the trap. Gets it to Donathan in the corner for three. It's off the backboard. Gets his own rebound, though. Puts it up short. Rebound tipped by Altermat, saved by Lee with 45 seconds to go in the third. Colby to the right side. He'll attack. Now flip it out to Rogers. Open three. No good. Rebound Hollister. Tigers with the board. Wallace runs it across midcourt. 30 seconds to go in the third. Wallace to Dang on the left side. Dang to the block, now gets it right back in the paint. Floater goes in. 10-point lead for Hollister. 18 seconds to go in the third. Colby will walk it down the floor. He will cross midcourt with 10. 10-point lead for the Tigers. Rogers with 4, with 3. Colby, open 3, got it. That's the buzzer. The Bears get a big three from Colby James, and we'll try to take a little momentum into the fourth quarter, but it's Hollister with a 47-40 lead as we head to quarter number 4. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
G&W Foods in downtown Pueblo Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer G&W Foods in downtown Pueblo Springs.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark, exquisite business stationery that speaks class, envelopes that make a statement, invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart, and top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader, your vision on print. In West Plains and at Ozark Horse Trading.
Back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Bears outscored 22-15 in the third quarter, so that means it's a 7-point lead for Hollister entering the fourth quarter, 47-40. Interesting note, too, Hollister has 20 rebounds in the game. The Bears have 9, and they only had 1 in the third quarter.
Bears will start the fourth quarter with the ball after Colby James hit that three-pointer to end the third quarter. Bears hoping to build off of that and get this back to a two-possession game. 3-2 zone still for Hollister, and the Bears still trying to figure it out, and they throw it away. Lee trying to get it to Blaine Altermat, threw it way over his head in the corner. An unforced turnover by the Bears will give Hollister the ball to start the fourth quarter.
Blaine Altermat and Brody Thompson are in the game for the Bears.
Bears going with a small lineup here. Lee, Rogers, and Colby, the other Bears on the floor. Dang, up top. He'll fake it inside. Bears flip to a 3-2 zone. Here's a three by Hollister. No good. Rebound by Blaine Altermat. Wallace with the missed three. Colby into the front court. Coach Forrest changing up the defense a little bit. Rogers in the corner for three, in and out. Colby gets the rebound, puts it up and in. Offensive rebound by Colby James. He's at the Bears' last 5 points, and it's a 5-point deficit. Bears giving Hollister a taste of their own medicine here to start the fourth quarter with the zone defense. Bears tip the ball. Rogers tips it. Colby's got it. Colby to the basket, puts it up, missed it. He's fouled, and Colby will go to the line shooting two, and what looks like maybe a good defensive adjustment by Coach Forrest. Frustrating afternoon for Coach, but switching to that zone defense, and now Hollister is going to take a timeout to talk about it. 6:51 to go in the ball game. Hollister leads Willow 47-42. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen, because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Colby James at the line to shoot two as we return to action.
First one is good.
Bears down by now 4.
Colby can make it a one possession game here. Second free throw in a very makeup game. Colby makes them both, and what was a 10-point lead for Hollister has been dropped to a 3-point game with 6:44 left to play. Bears, again, have started the fourth quarter in a 3-2 zone, which is what Hollister has done really well all day. Hauser on the left side. Throw it into the corner for Dang. Dang underneath, gets it right back. Hauser up top in the corner. Three ball by Wallace is no good. Rebound tipped out. Lee's got it. Lee wants to run with it. Into the front court. Brady James to Rogers. Rogers gets sandwiched and travels. And Coach Forrest is saying, why didn't you shoot that? Brady James wide open in the corner. Didn't take the three. And the Bears turn it over.
Wow.
Bears a little tight here. Hollister with a 3-point lead in the ball. Dang brings it into the front court. Hauser. Works it right side and gets it back up top to Logo. To the left side for Dang. Dang checks underneath. Gives it to Carpenter. Carpenter cross-court pass to Donathan. Back up top, and Hollister continues to work it around the arc. Bears looking for a turnover. Dang. One arms it to Hauser on the right side. He'll throw it underneath. Donathan shot up and good. From the right block, to Hollister back in front by 5 with 5:31 to play. Rogers goes baseline, right block, trying to force one up, hoping for the foul. No call, and the ball goes out of bounds.
Wow.
Hollister ball, and man.
Wow, now that I think was
a foul. Should have been a whistle.
Yeah. Five.
Forrest talking with the official. Just no call. Hollister with a chance to get a big lead back. Carpenter, right block, forces one up, and it goes down.
Unorthodox shot, but he gets it to go, and it's a 7-point lead again. Hollister on a 4-0 run.
Colby to Blaine Altermat, long two, got it. Altermat with the basket, 5-point game. Bears trying to give a little pressure now. Hauser has it on the right side. Up top to Donathan. Dang, 4:45 to go. Dang, to Carpenter in the paint. Hook shot goes in. Man, Carpenter's getting the roll. Back to a 7-point lead for Hollister. Lee out in front. Colby James, long three up top, in and out, rebound. Caden Lee jumps in for the board. Physical rebound for Lee. Colby at the logo. Brady James, open three left side. Won't go. Rebound tips out of bounds off Hollister. And it will stay with Willow with 4:12 to go in the ball game. And Hollister leading by 7. The 3-9 Hollister Tigers looking to upset the Bears. Rogers sends it out to Lee. Back to Colby on the right side. Colby. Dribble top of the key. Brady James to Brady Altermat. Colby up top. Long three. No good. Too hard off the back of the rim. And it goes all the way out of bounds, and it'll be Hollister ball. Poor shooting performance this afternoon for the Bears. And Hollister trying to take advantage of it as we're under 4 minutes. Hollister into the front court. Carpenter will give it to Dang, and now Hollister at the point where they can be very selective here. It's a three-possession game. Dang looks up at the clock with 3:42 to play. Donovan's pass into the corner. Tigers go baseline. It's tipped by Brady James, but back to Wallace. Donovan open in the corner, doesn't take it. Carpenter left lock, left it short, and Altermat's there for the rebound. Bears need a basket. Rogers, jerseys around him, spins right block, shot up, rims out, and a rebound for the Tigers. Back the other way. Wallace gets fouled. With 3:08 to play and still a 7-point game for the Tigers. And
Willa got within three there at one point, but since then have allowed the big man inside to just put up some little hook shots and give Hollister back that 7-point lead.
Carpenter takes it on the right block, working on Altermat, puts it up. Nobody's fouled. And Wallace, the rather... Carpenter will go to the line shooting two for the Tigers with 3 minutes left to play. There's just 46 points on the afternoon. That was the second on Altermat. Carpenter's free throw is no good. High arcing shot, and that may be a guy that the Bears need to foul down the stretch. Altermat will come out.
And be replaced by Alterman.
Blaine has checked in. Second shot by Carpenter is good. 54-46, 8-point lead for the Blue Tigers. Colby James in the paint, puts one up and in. Little floater by Colby. The Bears back to within 6. Dang. Gets it across midcourt. 2:51 to play. Dang to the right block to the basket. Blocked by Rogers. Blaine Altermat's got it. Sends it ahead to Lee. Lee to the front court. In the corner, three by Brady James. Got it. Brady with a big three. And the Bears trail by 3. Full court press and a timeout by Hollister. It will be a 30-second time away. 54-51. Hollister on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
2:32 left to go in the ball game. It's a tight one at this point. 54-51, Hollister with the lead over the Bears. And Hollister will have the ball when we resume action here. Bears have had a rough go of it here at Hollister, playing a team that's 3-9 on the year.
Tigers take the inbound. Bears applying some pressure. 2.5 minutes to play. Dang across midcourt. 3-point lead for Hollister. Dang holds it at the volleyball line. Looks inside. He'll give it to Donathan. Donathan, top of the key, working on Rogers. He'll put the ball on the floor. Jace tips it away, but Donathan's back to get it at the logo. Donathan checks inside, backs it out to Wallace. Wallace back to Dang. The Tigers are running clock.
Yep.
Dang finds a seam, gives it to Carpenter for the easy layup.
Can't let that guy be that wide open underneath the basket.
5-point lead for Hollister. Colby up top, open three, no good. Off the back of the rim, rebound. Hollister, Hauser's got it. Hauser gets it across midcourt. 1:45 to play. Hauser, left block, open shot, lays it up and in.
Open shot. There's not much defense by the Bears.
Timeout Bears, 1:36 to play. Hollister on a 4-0 run. They lead by 7, 58-51. We'll come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It's where to go.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Hollister leading the Bears.
Bears will inbound. Got to have something here. Colby across midcourt. To Jace at the free throw line. Jace.
Can't wait.
Drives in, kicks it back to Colby. Colby. Drives in, kicks it out to Brady. Brady gets loose for a long two, splashes home. Hollister with the ball, leading by 5, 1:15 to play. Hauser across midcourt. Brady James on him. Hauser leaves it for Dang with 1:10. Dang fouled by Colby with 1:09. And that will be a on-the-floor foul. That's the third team foul on the Bears, so they've got to foul a couple more times before Hollister shoots. James Dean back in for Blaine Altermat. 58-53 is the Hollister lead, 1:09 to play. Bears could really use a turnover. Donathan to inbound. Bears challenging it. Donathan to the backcourt. Caden Lee tips it. It's loose on the floor. Lee gets it to Brady James. James to the frontcourt. Leaves it for Rogers for three. Got it! Jace with the three, and the Bears are down by 2, and now whistles blow. And a foul on Rogers before Hollister could even inbound. It's the fourth team foul, only a second on Jace. So no real harm there. It's a 2-point lead for Hollister, 58-56. Big three-pointer by Jace Rogers. Full court press by the Bears. Hollister trying to get it in. They do get it to Wallace. Wallace in the backcourt. Lee trailing him. Wallace across midcourt. Wallace all the way to the basket, and they're going to wave it off, a foul before the shot. And that will be the fifth on the Bears and send Wallace to the line shooting for the Tigers with 48 seconds. Not a bad foul there by the Bears. Wallace can make them both and make it a two-possession game. Second foul on Lee. First free throw is good by Riley Wallace. Blaine Altermat back in for James Dean.
Wallace's first point of the night.
The second point is the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Shot up there. Makes them both. It's a 4-point lead for Hollister, 48.6 seconds to play. Bears don't need a three here, just need a quick basket. Inbound to Brady James, into the front court.
Brady drives in, goes to the paint, puts it up, foul on the floor on the Tigers, and that's only their second team foul, so they can be super aggressive here before the Bears are shooting. 43 seconds now. Bears inbound. Lob it out to Brady. Brady at the volleyball line, pass tipped. Rogers has it. Jace in the corner. Needs a little help.
Come on, Jace.
Rogers to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper is blocked and taken away by the Tigers with 30 seconds to play. Bears trying to foul, and they get one with 27 seconds. That just took too long.
Yeah.
Bears took about 20 seconds off the clock on that possession and didn't get anything out of it. Dang at the line. The Bears have to be thinking about how to get a quick shot as the first free throw is no good off the back of the rim. Got to get the board here if he doesn't make it. Can't let Hollister get a board and take more time off the clock. Second free throw by Dang is no good. Missed them both. Lee with the rebound. Colby James is going to run with it. In traffic, put it up. Nobody fouled. Colby hits the deck hard with 21 seconds. Gets up and rubs his head, and he'll head to the free throw line with a couple of big free throws here. The advantage the Bears have with Colby and Jace, two guys that can just get to the rim quickly. And now Colby can get it back to a one-possession game with 21.2 on the clock. First free throw is good. The second foul on Donathan. The score is back talking with Brady James and Caden Lee. Mendoza comes out. Wallace back in for the Tigers. It's a three-point game. 21 seconds to play. Colby's second free throw is up, and it is good. Rims in. Full court press by the Bears. Two-point game and a foul before the inbound on Brady James as he was holding Hauser back. And Hauser will go shoot free throws, but no time off the clock, so not a terrible foul there by Brady. Obviously, the Bears would have preferred a turnover, but no time went off the clock. And Hauser, leading scorer for the Tigers at the line.
Not sure about that anymore. I mean, have to...
Brady James. Hauser's made up some ground. Free throw is good. Three-point lead now for Hollister. He'll try to make it a four-point game and make it a two-possession game. Officials going to talk about things a little bit. Pointing over at the coach, Pock, of Hollister. And after all, Hauser with his second free throw. It is up and it is good. Back to a two-possession game, 21 seconds. Rogers, long three, no good. Rebound underneath and a foul coming on the Tigers. As Caden Lee, the freshman, did a great job to crash the rebound on that. And he will give the Bears some light here, shooting two at the line. Second foul on Hauser, 16 or 15.5 left. And a couple of big free throws here by Caden Lee. First one's good. That gets it back to a one-possession game, but really need one here because the Bears more than likely are going to have to foul Hollister and put him back on the free throw line. Going to take some things bouncing the way here in the last second. Second free throw is good. Timeout Bears with 15 seconds left to play. It will be a full timeout for Coach Forrest and the Bears. Two-point lead for Hollister. They'll have the ball when we come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
15.5 seconds left. Hollister to inbound.
Tigers inbound. Bears quickly foul. Bears challenge the inbound, trying to get that steal, which would have been the preferred method, but they will get the foul with just a second running off the clock. So 14.1 is the time. Hauser will be back at the line. Shooting two, needs to make them both to make it a two-possession game. Bears with plenty of good three-point shooters. First one by Hauser is good.
Hit the front of the rim, at the back, and then fell in. Make your free throws, you win.
Yeah.
That's that point of the game.
This one's a big one. He makes this, even with the Bears hitting a three, they'll have very little time left. Second free throw by Hauser is good. 64-60. Bears need a quick basket. Colby James all the way. Jumper is good with 8 seconds. Hollister will be fouled with five. And they'll go shoot free throws. Bears doing everything they can here late, but they just dug themselves too big of a hole in the second half. Went down by 10 to Hollister and try to make a comeback here late in the fourth quarter. And this time it'll be Dang at the free throw line, shooting two. And if he makes them both, this one is over. Free throw is no good off the back of the rim. So everybody takes a little bit of a collective groan on the Hollister side of things.
5 seconds on the clock.
Bears got to get the rebound here. And then Coach Forrest will probably take a timeout. Second free throw is good. Bears will inbound to Rogers with four, with three, with two. Three-pointer is no good. It rims out. It was a contested three in the hands of the senior, and it rims out. And Hollister wins it 65-62. We'll come back and talk about it in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at Ozark Horse Trader.
Is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
From your first paycheck to your first home.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class.
envelopes that make a statement, invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Traders professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader, your vision on print. In West Plains and at Ozark Horse Trading.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back.
...62 was the final, 25 all at halftime. The Bears had trouble shooting the ball, and the Tigers from Hollister ended up picking up their fourth win in big part to a big third quarter. They outscored the Bears 22-15 in the third, got up by 10 at one point. The Bears battled back and got it close down the stretch. They got it back to within three. They had a shot at the buzzer. Jace Rogers, a contested three that rims out, would have sent it to overtime. Instead, the Hollister Tigers hang on to pick up their fourth win of the year. They send the Bears to 6-6. With a 65-62 loss today in Hollister. Larry, the final stat.
Ooh, yeah, 29 points for Hauser. He was the leading scorer in the Hollister, on the Hollister side of things, and really his five trays really set the stage for things. He hit three of those in the third quarter, and the Bears' defense was a little lax on him, so he wound up with 29 points, 15 for Carpenter, the big guy inside. He pretty well took care of things in the fourth quarter for Hollister, who did things right. And they had 5 points from Bruton, 5 points from Dang, and 9 points from Donathan, and two from Wallace. Wallace had two big free throws, his only 2 points of the game. On the Bears' side of the ledger, they were led in scoring by Kobe James with 30. Rogers had 19, 6 for Lee, 5 for Brady James, and 2 for Blaine Altermat. And the Bears, one thing the Bears had not in their favor, as well as the score, was the rebounds. The Bears trailed in that department 22-14, and they only had 6 rebounds or 5 rebounds in the second half. But when you're shooting hot like Hollister was, you don't get a lot of opportunities for rebounds. Anyway, and turnovers, Hollister had 14, the Bears had 8, and that's the way the scoring went, 62-60. Bears losing.
Disappointing. We're back to Howell County and have a week to think about it. Next action for the Bears will be Friday night at home at Mumford Gym as they will start SCA play against the Houston Tigers.
That's it for this broadcast of Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3. This broadcast was brought to you by these sponsors: Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Frigga Tire Service Incorporated, G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Mutual Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Simmons Bank, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Bank and Trust, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevy. We'll catch you all another time for another chapter in Willow Springs Bear Sports next time on KUKU 100.3.